Jendai Fraser was the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs in the administration of President George W. Bush. Ambassador Fraser is now in Pittsburgh. And Ambassador, as we just heard in Jeb Sharp's report, Secretary Hillary Clinton spent the day in Goma today. This is the place where you traveled just last fall. What does it mean to have someone of the stature of a Secretary of State focus the media's attention on the problems of the Democratic Republic of Congo? Is there any kind of tangible result that usually follows a visit like this?
Well, it really will depend on Secretary Clinton, but the fact that she's gone to Goma is a clear sign that she thinks it's important, because she would have to fight her own bureaucracy to be able to get there, the diplomatic security and others who would discourage such a trip. And so it suggests that she is going to remain very committed and very focused on the situation in Goma, particularly the situation of women and girls who are facing sexual violence and exploitation. She has talked about the need for a disciplined Congolese army, and I hope that will translate into significant U.S. resources to help train that army.
Well, it's one stop on what is a seven-nation, 11-day trip for the Secretary of State in Africa. What kind of larger message, especially if she is insisting on going despite the advice of some security officials, what kind of a larger message does a trip like this send about the priority the Obama administration places on Africa?
Well, it certainly says what priority Secretary Clinton places on Africa. She has done a very good job since becoming Secretary of State to meet with African officials. That's in contrast a bit to the White House, which has not given it as much attention. And then taking a significant trip like this, I think, clearly indicates that the Secretary will make Africa a priority.
When it sounds like you're saying that she is making Africa a priority, whereas the White House isn't, isn't she, though, there in part on behalf of the White House?
Absolutely, and she certainly will always say that her and President Obama consider this an important and high priority. There's no doubt about that. My point is, by this time in the Bush administration, President Bush had actually met with far more heads of state at the White House than is true of President Obama. So I think that the White House needs to start spending a little bit more time actually discussing and talking about the challenges on the continent with Africans.
But where are the deficits there? I mean, when you're talking about President Bush, under whom you worked, this is the second President Bush, George W., he met with many African leaders, as you said, many of them at the White House. But during much of that time, this was before the United States was engaged in two wars and certainly before we had a global economic recession. I mean, President Obama has a pretty full agenda right now.
Well, every president comes into office with a very full agenda, as did President Bush. And I'm not trying to make a contrast. I'm simply saying that President Obama needs to step up his meetings. It doesn't cost any money to invite an African leader to the White House and actually to engage them. Right now, President Obama has only met with Prime Minister of Zimbabwe and the President of Tanzania. He can do a lot more, and I think it would actually make the message more credible, and they would better understand the environment. You can, on the one hand, say that you are interested in increasing Africa's trade and development, and at the same time talk about ending the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, a program that was instituted under Clinton and extended and strengthened under President Bush, and now threatened with being killed under the Obama administration. There's a huge contradiction there.
By the way, do you think that President Obama has the funds right now, has the money, given our economic situation, to do the kinds of things that, to make the kind of investments that George W. Bush did at the beginning of his tenure?
Well, I definitely think he does. And frankly, to the credit of the Obama administration, they're continuing the programs of the Bush administration. They are asking Congress for the resources to put in the Millennium Challenge account. They're asking for continuation of the PEPFAR, HIV, and AIDS. So that's on the sort of humanitarian assistance side. They're continuing. And I think that that's very important. So I don't fault them at all. What I'm concerned about is, do concrete programs to increase the trade and investment, which is what the Obama administration has emphasized both in President Obama's trip to Ghana and in Secretary Clinton's visit to these seven nations, which, again, are extremely important to U.S. interests.
Jendai Fraser, the former Assistant Secretary of State for Africa under the George W. Bush administration. She's now a professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much.